This is VOA News V Remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. U.S. President Donald Trump has hailed what he called a medical miracle, which is the immediate but limited availability of a coronavirus vaccine, less than a year after the first cases of COVID-19 were reported in the United States. In a video message posted on Twitter, Trump said the first doses of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine, the Food and Drug Administration approved for emergency use, will be administered within 24 hours. There was no immediate reaction from President-elect Joe Biden, who earlier this week promised that 100 million vaccine doses would be administered in the first 100 days of his administration. Biden will be sworn in on January 20th. Health officials, meantime, reminded the public that it will be months before many Americans are inoculated and that eradication of COVID-19 is far from assured. The United States is not alone in approving the emergency use of a coronavirus vaccine. Mexico also authorized the vaccine produced by U.S. drug maker Pfizer and Germany's BioNTech, joining Britain, Bahrain, Canada, and Saudi Arabia. Mexican Assistant Health Secretary and Epidemiologist Hugo Lopez-Gatell called the vaccine approval a reason for hope. Reuters reports Mexico signed an agreement with Pfizer to acquire 34 million doses of the vaccine, with the first batch expected later this month. Mexico has recorded 1.2 million COVID-19 cases and 113,000 deaths, according to Johns Hopkins University. The vaccine's approval by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration in the United States comes as the coronavirus surges across the country and many other countries. Johns Hopkins calculates that the United States has 15.8 million of the world's more than 71 million COVID infections. For more on these stories and others, please visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Hong Kong democracy activist Jimmy Lai appeared in court Saturday to face charges under the city's national security law. The 73-year-old has been accused of colluding with foreign forces, according to his Apple Daily newspaper. The paper cited a political source. Lai, an outspoken critic of Beijing, is currently the highest-profile person to have been charged under the new law, which was placed on the city by China's national government in June. Apple Daily is a tabloid known for its critical stance on China. The security law punishes what Beijing broadly defines as secession, subversion, terrorism, and collusion with foreign forces. It can be punished with a sentence of life in jail. Western governments and human rights groups have condemned the law as a tool to crush dissent. Chinese authorities claim it covers holes in national security defenses. Hong Kong police did not immediately respond to a request for comment. Afghanistan's Interior Ministry says 10 rockets struck the Afghan capital on Saturday, killing one person and wounding two. An Interior Ministry spokesman said three rockets landed near Kabul Airport and seven in residential areas. No group has claimed responsibility for the attack so far, and the Taliban denied any involvement. The Taliban condemned the raid as a violation of a February pact with the U.S. Saturday's barrage was the second such attack on Kabul in less than a month. On November 21st, eight people were killed when 23 rockets hit the capital in an attack claimed by the Islamic State group. Violence has surged across Afghanistan in recent months, with several deadly attacks carried out in the capital, despite the Taliban and the government engaging in peace talks since September 12th in Qatar. And the fighting also comes as the U.S. is in the process of reducing the number of troops in the country, and the peace negotiations between the Taliban and representatives of the Afghan government, are underway. Iran has executed a journalist over his online work that helped inspire nationwide economic protests in 2017. Iranian state television and another state-run news agency said Rahul Azam was hanged early Saturday morning, just months after he returned to Tehran from exile. In June, a court sentenced him to death, saying he had been convicted of corruption. It's a charge often used in cases involving espionage or attempts to overthrow Iran's government. Azam's website and a channel he created on the popular messaging app Telegram had spread information about anti-government protests and embarrassing information about officials that directly challenged Iran's Shiite theocracy. The journalist was based in Paris. When he returned to Iran, he was detained. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.